Zakta Mishnah Vayter Masechtas Megillah Perik Dalid Mishnah Yud. We already learned in the previous Mishnayos that her minig was to be Metargim the Kriya. Someone translated the Lashon Kodesh into a Ramish, which is what they understood. Our town over here in the last Mishnah in Masechtas Megillah is going to teach us that there were some Parshiyos that they didn't translate. They didn't want to be Mefarsim it. And there were some Parshiyos that they didn't read at all Betzibur. Zakta Mishnah. Maisa Ruvain, the story of Ruvain with Bila in Parshas Vayishlach, where the Pasuk says, Vayelach Ruvain Vayishkav as Bila Pelege Shaviv, Nikra, it's read Betzibur, but Veloy Metagim, we don't translate it. As the covet of Ruvain, and also the covet of Yaakov. Vaitra Zakta Mishnah, Maisa Tamar, the story of Tamar. That's the story of Tamar and Yehuda in Parshas Vayeshev, Nikra, that is read Umetargim. And we also translate it. Not only do we read it, we also translate it. Because it's a shvach for Yehuda. Why is it a shvach for Yehuda? Because he admitted. He said, Tzatka, mimenu, I'm the one. And for that he got a reward. For that he was zeichet to Malchus. To do something which doesn't seem right, and to admit afterwards, is something a person can be proud of. Vaitra says the Mishnah, Maisa Egel Harishai. Now, the story of the Egel is repeated twice in Parshas Kisisa. Once at the beginning, Kapitel Lamed Beis, there's where the Torah tells us what took place during the Chet HaEgel. And then it's repeated later on, where Aaron repeats to Moshe what happened. So, Maisa Egel HaRishon, the first time the Torah repeats it, Nikra, it's read, Umetargim, and we also translate it. What about the covet of Klal Yisrael? No, the Gemara says, it's better for Klal Yisrael that we hear it, and Enoch and Ami, they're embarrassed, and through this they have a kapara. The Meiri says the message is for us. We get embarrassed about this, and therefore we want to do tshuva. Vasheni, the second time the Torah repeats the story of the eagle, and that's where Aaron repeats to Moshe what happened, Nikra it is read, but v'loy metargim. We don't translate it. That's because we're concerned that the Amoratzim aren't going to understand something. The Pasuk says, Vashlicheu be'esh, v'yetze ha'egel hazeh, and the eagle came out. The Amoratzim are going to say, oh, maybe it was a real Avodah Zarah. You see, it came out on its own. Now, we know that was a Maisa Hasatan. They threw in the words that said, Alei Shur, which Moshe Rabbeinu used to bring up the Aron of Yosef. But the Amoratzim, they're not going to understand that. So, in order to make sure they don't get confused about this, we just allow the Balkaira to read it in Lashon HaKodesh, which they don't understand anyway. But we're not Metargim it. Vaitra says the Mishnah, Birchas Kehanim, the three psukim of Birchas Kehanim, from Yeverechecha until Shalom, Nikroyin are read, but v'loy mitargimet. We don't translate it, because it says over there, Yisa Hashem panav eilecha, and there's a chash, oh, Hashem has favorites? Hashem doesn't treat everyone fairly? They don't understand that ro heim b'nei Yisrael sheyisu HaKadosh Baruch Hu lehem panim, because they're machmer on themselves, even more than what's necessary. So if a person takes upon himself more than what's necessary, of course the Kaddish Baruch Hu treats him differently. But others are going to say, ah, Kaddish Baruch Hu is tam giving him extra treatment for no reason. Vaitra Zakta Mishnah, Maisei David, the story of David and Bathsheba in Sefer Shmuel, the Amnon, and the story of his son Amnon, Loi Nikra V'Loi Metargim, and is not read in the Avtaida, and for sure, we don't translate it, and that is as a covet for David HaMelech. The Gemara says it's Tavka de Psukim where it says Amnon ben David. So there, as a covet for David, we don't say it. But the Psukim that just say plain Amnon, that is read and it is translated. Vaitra Zakta Mishnah Emav Tirim b'Markava. The word Markava means a chariot, like Markava is paroi. In this case, the Markava refers to very, very big inyonim. The Malachim and the wagon, Shemayim, and the Tzura of the Kisei HaKavod, and it's truly things that we only read, we don't truly understand it. And a person who doesn't realize that it's just a remuzim of great things, and it can't be taken literally, he's going to make mistakes. He's going to look at it like, oh, it's a gashmistic, a thing in Shemayim, there's a wagon and a guard and a malach. And therefore, we don't want to say the Haftarah from the Parsha of Merkava. That's in Yecheskel, where Yecheskel has this great nevuah, and he describes what he saw in Shemayim. However, Rabbi Yehuda Matir, Rabbi Yehuda says it's okay to be Maftir with the Maaser Markava. He's not choshesh for this, and the Halacha is taka like Rav Yehuda. Do you know when we read the Markava of Yecheskel, which Haftarah it is? The answer is we read it on the first day of Shavuos. Vaitrizak the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer Reimer ein maftirin behoida es Yerushalayim. This is a Haftarah that begins. It's in Yecheskel, Kapitel Tezayin, where the Navi says, V'hidvar Hashem ilai leimar, ben Adam, hoida es Yerushalayim es toya v'seha. Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Yecheskel, tell Yerushalayim, give them Musar on the not nice things that they're doing. Zok Rabbi Eliezer, why should we go and analyze the not nice things about Yerushalayim? We should always look for the praise of Yerushalayim and the shvach of Yerushalayim. So of course, Kadosh Baruch Hu told the Navi to say it to them, but why should we publicly read it? Lemaisa, in the Bereis, in the Gemara, we find that the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Eliezer, and they hold that it is mutter to read this Haftarah. Quickly chazering over what we learned in this last Mishnah in the Masechtas Megillah. We learned of the story of Reuven, where Reuven switched the beds, although he did that for the honor of his mother, because when Leah was Nifter, Yaakov made his main tent by Bilah, that was Rachel's Shivcha. And Reuven said, my mother Leah had to feel like the one that's behind Rachel now, she's going to be like behind Rachel's Shivcha, and he went, and he switched the beds. Because Reuven was such a great tzaddik, the Torah describes the chait as a very serious chait. So we read it, but we don't translate it. The story of Tamar is read, and we translate it, because even though it may not sound like such a pleasant story as far as Yehuda is concerned, but the fact that Yehuda was Maida, and he said, no, I take responsibility, it is me, that is the greatest honor that is Shaykh. That's something really to be proud of. We explained that the story of the eagle is repeated in the Torah twice, once at the beginning of the parasha, where the Torah tells us what happened, and later on when Aaron repeats it to Moshe. The first time we read it, and we allow for the Metargim to translate it. Even though Klal Yisrael may be embarrassed, but it is best that they be embarrassed and have a kapara. The second time we do not read it, because we don't want people to think, ooh, look, an eagle popped out, you know, maybe there isn't a Avodah Zarah there. And they don't understand the whole story that they threw in the words Alei Shur, the words that Moshe Rabbeinu used to bring up Yosef, and so on. And this was a Maisa HaSatan to be able to fool Klal Yisrael, to trick them. Very often the Satan creates things that cause us to believe not in the right things, and we have an Asayin to hold on to our Amunah. So we just lane it, because the Amiratzim, they don't understand Lashon HaKodesh, but we don't translate it. We said Birchas Kehanim is read, but we don't translate it. People shouldn't think that Kadosh Baruch Hu favors Klal Yisrael for no reason. The story of David, that means the story of David and Bathsheba from Sefer Shmuel, and the story of Amnon, his son, we don't read. And obviously if we don't read it, we don't translate it. But the Mishnah means to say we neither read it or translate it. We said we're not mafter b'markava. People shouldn't think that somehow you can imagine what's going on in Shemayim and a Gashmi stick away. But Rabbi Yehuda says it's mutter, and the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Eliezer concluded by saying, "Ein maftirin b'hoides Yerushalayim." We would rather not be baidek, not publicly announce the toyevis of Yerushalayim, the averis of Yerushalayim. You know, although in the Gemara there's a different order of the prakim, but in Mishnayis this is the last Mishnah in the Masechta. And it finishes by, let's not look for the Chataim of Yerushalayim. Because Esther Amalka, she said, Lech Knaises Kala Yehuda. Bring all the Yidden together. Haman created a terrible kitrig on Klal Yisrael. Haman said to Achashverosh, don't worry about the Jews. Yeshnai Am Echad Mefuzer Mefayrat Bein Ha'amim. They're scattered amongst the nations. The Mefarshim explain, as long as they're scattered, as long as they speak Lashon Hara, and they don't speak nice things, one about the other, you don't have to worry about the Jews. Hashem won't listen to their tefillos. That's why Esther and Malka said, if you want me to go in and plead the case of Klal Yisrael and risk my life, first, take away the kitrig of Haman. Lech kenoises kala Yehudim. Gather all of the Yidden together. So maybe that's why the last words in Masechtas Megillah are, let's not look for our faults, let's look for our ma'alos. Then, be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, the Ketrugim will fall away, and Hashem will accept our tefillos.